6 o'clock. Call the meeting to order. This is the regular meeting of the Idyllwild Water District Board of Directors, public meeting. Our mission statement is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call.
Director Stamper.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Vice President Prefer.
Recording in progress.
Here. President Shelley.
Here. All right. Are there any public comments? Okay, no public comments. We are going to push item 4 into open session. We're not going to go into closed session. We're going to, and I conferred with the employee, and the employee is fine with that, the general manager. So we'll move right into action item number. I'm skipping over quite a few things, aren't I? Sorry about that. My papers were out of order. Apologize. Consent calendar. Mr. Stamper, any comments on the consent calendar?
None.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
Mr. Stamper on the minutes?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
Financials, Mr. Stamper?
None.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
Okay. Operations, Mr. Stamper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
Okay. Excuse me for a moment.
Sorry, it's granting to save some paper.
You're doing a great job at saving paper.
Sorry.
It's all right. I know, but I'm so want to touch these buttons now. There we go. There we go. Now I'm back on track. General manager report.
Don't we have to vote? We need to vote.
Oh, thank you.
I'll make a motion.
Also public comments.
You did that. First,
any public comments on the consent calendar? No? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll make a motion.
All right. Second. Is there a second? Okay. First by Vice President Prefer, second by Mr. Stamper. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes. 4-0. General manager report.
Okay. So on the 6th of August, which was a Thursday, Fritz and I had a meeting with DUDEC regarding the plant flows, the design, the size of the bioreactor tanks for the new plant. We wanted to ensure that DUDEC understood where we were at and what the plant flows and design needed to be. They were having a meeting on the 7th, the following day on a Friday, with EcoFluid, who is the manufacturer of the plant equipment. So they were taking that information to EcoFluid to make sure that the design, that they can meet the design and their equipment can, they'll be able to meet our needs for that, the sewer plant demands and the flows. So DUDEC held that meeting with them. They took that information this week. They brought that back to their structural engineers and electrical engineers and are doing a cost estimate for the plant design and just the cost estimates for the initial startup for the plant. So we're having a meeting next week in regards to all that. So DUDEC will present all this information to us on Tuesday the 25th. So I should have some initial numbers to the cost, hopefully, for the plant and where we might be at as far as what our needs are going to be for the loan and what it's going to cost us. That'll be next week to get that information. I had a meeting with the water boards. That was rescheduled for actually today. I had that meeting with the water boards this morning, Hosni and I. That was a legal kickoff meeting for the loan itself. We covered the legal questionnaire.
Is that CRWB or California? Water boards is California?
The rural water, yeah, the California.
Rural or California Water Resource Boards? Or
yeah, the California Resource
California
Control.
Water Resource.
Yep.
Control. Thank you.
So one of the forms that we had to fill out was a legal questionnaire. We filled that out, so did legal counsel representing us. We went over this legal questionnaire line by line. There was a lot of things we covered in regards to the process of the loan. They're going to be assigning an attorney to take over our application, and they will also have a team associated with the attorneys. In regards to the loan application, it'll go. They'll start filling it out. It'll go to a. They'll produce agreement template. It'll go to underwriting from there. They gave us information in regards to the interest rate, which we won't know until a later date. Right now, to our knowledge, it's still locked in at 2.3%. Again, that'll be at a later date. The loan amount will fluctuate, so we'll be able to increase the loan amount if it comes to that. If the plant comes to, we applied for $10 million. If it comes to $14 million, then we can apply for the increase and go ahead and move forward with that as long as the district's financials can support it. There is a limit of $50 million per project, so we won't touch that, but it was good to know, to hear that they do have a limit of that. And we have the ability to request more money for this project. So that was kind of the gist of the meeting today. There'll be a lot more to follow as far as the process and where we're at with the loan itself. So that'll move forward. The MHI study, that has information has changed on that as well. So as of 2 weeks ago, I stated that there was 10. We had 22, then we went down to 10 as needed. Last week, we found out that they got all 10. So now Audra, who is doing the final report and the survey, she'll start that final report. Once she's done with that, I'll get the information. I know that we, as of 2 weeks ago, we were right around the 70 percentile. We got to be under 79, so I'm assuming that we'll be way under that number. So she's gonna she's submitting the final report, and that'll go to the water board as soon as she's done. We've been working on tank number 5 up at Foster Lake. That reservoir has been rehabbed. They've finished the inside. That's completed. They finished the outside painting, and they just did a test on it. They cleaned it out, did the chlorine test on it, and we should be able to put it online in a couple of weeks. I have some photos of last month's projects that we worked on. We had a total of five distribution leaks last month that we worked on. We had this problem, which was a sewer line blockage at a residential home. We had a leak at one of our wells at Foster Lake. So then we had the leak on the highway 2 weeks ago, and we had a leak on the highway again this last Sunday. So we've had a lot going on, but this was the blockage in the sewer line, which you can see on the left, completely root bound. Those are all roots. That they pulled out of the, which they pulled that out of the lateral, which was obviously over 6 feet long. There was no unblocking this one. We had to dig it up out of the street and repair all of that. This is them still working on that repair. We actually put in that sweep right there. We put in a clean out at the street so we could get to it. Obviously, this is a problem area. This was before and after. This was a leak on Rockdale. This was the leak at Foster Lake, well 13. This is well 13 as well. This is the leak on the highway 2 weeks ago. Same leak. Fern Valley assisted with this leak. Very appreciative of that. It was a long day. This is Caltrans helping out. They did traffic control. The fire department also assisted as well. This was, same repair. This was the repair for that leak 2 weeks ago. It undermined the road. This is the new paint job on the outside of the tank, number 5, Foster Lake. This was the leak on this last Sunday. She was coming down the highway. And that's all I have.
Mr. Stamper, any questions?
Are we doing all the tanks? We got number 5 done.
Yeah, we did number 3 last year.
Okay, so about once a year we're going to do
that.
Mr. Davis, any questions?
On the sewer plan for the plans for that, what percentage of daily flows are we building for? Like 120%, 140%?
Well, the total flow for the plant is 250 MGD. Okay, so on average, we're about probably 120. MGD a day going through the plant. So they have to meet specific design criteria.
Okay, so it sounds like we're getting basically 100%.
200%.
We're getting a lot. Yeah, we're not getting, we're using less than half of the capacity of that design right now.
Okay.
But so the main issue is when we get into our El Nino seasons and we get all the influx of water and infiltration into the plant, we got to be able to hold that flow and not overflow the system.
All right, there again, I brought this up several years ago, but I really feel we need to do a smoke test of our system there to find out where this infiltration is coming from. Because if we get a lot of infiltration after a rain, that means we're getting unmetered connections that are there.
Correct. So they, in the past, what has been done was we had Houston Harris come in and camera the whole system. And we have video of our problem areas, which the last 2 years I've been here, we've been fixing those infiltration problems. So we are addressing those issues.
Yes. Sorry, let me involve because this Mr. Rojas was in here. We did Houston and Harris, and they found five spot, I and I. So we fixed 10 now, four, remaining one.
Okay, I'm just saying, you know, a smoke test is a relatively cheap, you know, test there. You know, we can find out, you know, is, do we have people's, you know, let's say we're getting infiltration every time we get rain. Those are just unmetered connections for us. And I'd like to see us, you know, figure those out. That way we wouldn't need a 100%, you know, backup.
A backup for what?
Well, if we have a, you know, averaging 250 MGD.
That's really not our average, that's our license capacity.
Great, half of that. 120 is what the average is.
Right.
So,
and so in the past, with all the flows that we have, we never overflowed that plant. Even with the heavy rains, the INI that was coming in, all the groundwater coming up, we never overflowed the capacity of our system. So, and that's why the Houston Harris videoed our sewer system and all the problem areas that we did find, we have on video and captured all that problem.
Okay.
So, Mr. Davis, the smoke test, is that something that's done on an annual basis, or is that just something that's done when you think you have a problem?
When you think you have a problem.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's something that we can consider after we get that fifth one fixed, see if there's anything else that's still in the system that we're not. Because like you said, if it's unmetered and there's some anecdotal stories that some people have their rain gutters hooked up to the sewer system, and so if we could find those and eliminate those, that would diminish all the INI that we get from those systems. So I can understand your concern, and I think that's something that the board can consider talking about at a future time and directing the manager to do that. Thank you. Mr. Jerome, you had a question?
I looked it up what a smoke test was. They did literally shove smoke into the system and look for it to leak out somewhere, right?
That's like when you're after gophers. Same thing. Put some smoke down there so you can get those gophers out.
So people would have to report the smoke coming out of their neighborhood. Right?
Well, we would look for it.
Right.
And we would use a very pretty smoke so that we could find it easily.
Purple,
yes.
Vice
President Pretty, for any questions?
I have a couple questions. Just because I see, I believe the leaks on the highway have been caused from the road work, right? I mean, more than likely,
yeah,
that's what,
yeah.
And I think we
it's
have
a
some
very
up there.
Good chance,
yeah. But I noticed we have a couple that, like on Marion View and Crestview, there was a service line there. Is that, are we having a lot of problems with service line leaks like that, or is that an old line, or why do you think?
I mean, the service lines are old, but it's, you know, that's the nature of the system right now.
Nature of galvanized pipe.
Yeah, especially the galvanized. It is older and, you know, it's the on average, I would say the galvanized service lines are 2 to 3 feet under, you know, the surface of the road. So if they're crossing a highway or a street, you know, all that road traffic over the years, you know, if they're being rubbed on by rocks and whatnot, you're going to get a hole.
I guess that was what my next question would be on the age. Well, it doesn't even anymore seem to matter about the age of the line at times. Because I know we've experienced that. It's more about whether it's rocky or the area. So
yeah,
that was my next
it all depends on the terrain and
right.
What's under the road, mm-hmm. The roadway.
Yeah, and that was my next question, I guess, would have been as far as just pipeline replacement. So I didn't know. I think you talked about seeing the capital.
Yeah, capital improvement plan, five-year, 10-year,
yeah.
And what we're going to try and push on there. And one of the things that we have to consider is, are we going to replace pipe because we think it's just too old, or are we just going to continue to replace pipe as it breaks?
Mm-hmm.
And which one is more cost-effective? It's kind of hard to figure. So, but you do have to think of that. You have to think of, is it going to be more cost-effective just to patch them as they break?
Okay.
Or is it more cost-effective to replace them because we know that they're old, and that's something we'll have to study, consider.
So one thing that, you know, if we find a service line that has two or three clamps on it, at the third clamp, we make a note and say, okay, we got to replace this one. The service line break on the highway 2 weeks ago, that has probably three or four clamps on it now. So we've spoke with your guys and we're going to work with them to show us that system that they have to pull the copper line. I don't know how well that's going to work because you got to shove the cable through that galvanized pipe. And it, you know, the galvanized pipe tubercles inside, and you get these big rust bubbles inside. And if you're trying to get across 40 feet of pipe, the further you get it down there, you're going to hit a lot of blockage in there, and it's hard to get that cable through there. So I see a struggle with that, but we are going to attempt it and see how well that process works. Because
really?
We do have to replace that line.
Yeah. Okay, I was just curious. Thank you.
They can put copper inside of a galvanized pipe?
No, it's a system that will basically pull the old pipe out and pull the new copper line in behind it all at one time.
Right.
But you got to shove a cable up through the old pipe first. And in a perfect world, it's great if you're replacing copper with copper, because
right.
copper doesn't build up like the galvanized pipe does. And so it's very easy to do it when you're replacing copper on copper, but galvanized is a whole nother animal.
It's easy to do too in sandy soil or clay soil, but when you have big rocks in the way, sometimes that can cause problems.
And clamps that can hang up on rocks, it's,
But it saves tearing up the street.
Correct. Yeah. So if it works, then that's great.
Yeah.
And don't forget also the bathing too. The bathing doing a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
This year they have a lot of leaks so much.
Yeah.
They work at night.
But the road's so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
We hate to say that's bad
top.
About the
road.
It's smooth.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Prefer. I had a couple just comments more so than questions, but it appeared like, it seems like our crew is doing a lot of cross training, because it doesn't seem like when there's a sewer break, just the sewer guys go out. It's just like the whole team comes out.
The whole team comes out and works together and gets the job done. I mean, they're phenomenal. They're working great together.
Yeah, and it seems like we haven't had to call in anybody else other than our partners in some of the other agencies, but as far as doing having a contractor come in and fix some of those problems, we've been doing all that ourselves.
Correct.
That's great, and we have a crew big enough to do that now.
We do.
Excellent. And still we've had no turnover in
no,
2 years?
No turnover.
That's great. That's fantastic. Cooperation with the other districts, no turnover, big crew. That sounds wonderful.
And getting along with the fire department.
Yeah. Cooperating with the fire department too. Have a good relationship with the fire department. Absolutely. Any public questions or comments? No? Okay. We'll move on to action item number 3. The Board of Directors will consider approving a proposal from Elko Contractors in the amount of $35,000 for the installation of a new fire hydrant at the Village Center parking lot in Idyllwild. The installation is required to comply with the requirements of the Idyllwild Fire Protection District, National Fire Protection Association, and California Office of State Fire Marshal guidelines. Any information that we need to know on that?
So basically, the reason this came up was because Mr. Butterfield took over the upper buildings above the brew pub. He had an inspection for the fire sprinkler equipment from the fire department. Fire department did their inspection. They also inspected the outside of the buildings. There's an FDC connection for the fire department at that building, and the fire department along with those regulations, noticed that there was not a required fire hydrant in the area, which needs to be within 100 feet of that FPC connection. So what happened, and I don't know the reason for this, I don't know that I can find out, but 10, 15 years ago, there was a pipeline replacement, which Elko did out on Village Center Drive. For whatever reason, there used to be a hydrant in the island at Strawberry Creek Square. That hydrant was there. For whatever reason, it got moved about 45, 50 feet up the street on the same side as the pharmacy there. So why it was moved, I don't know, which put it, that hydrant, out of compliance. So the fire department is, under their requirements, told us, notified me, that that hydrant has to be replaced. So we have to install that hydrant, and it would basically go right there where the island is at. The not an issue, but probably the part of the problem with that connection is the lateral that takes fire hydrants. There's two fire hydrants, one by Fairway and one in about the middle of the parking lot area. So that main line comes from that upper hydrant and does a diagonal cross section up to the Village Center Drive. And it actually crosses right in front of the parking stalls in the pharmacy. So that's all going to have to be dug up and shut down for several days.
Mr. Stamper, any questions?
When they shut down the water, it's just, they're just capping it. You're not eliminating water service to anybody?
Yeah, it's, we shut it off, it's going to affect the library.
Just the library?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Davis?
Is there only one bid on this job?
Yes.
Okay. Are we supplying parts or are they supplying parts?
They're supplying the parts.
Okay. Would we save any money? And would it be feasible for us to supply our own hydrant?
Supply the hydrant.
I just think of saving a few dollars here.
Yeah. I can bring that up to them and... They, I'm sure, will be working with us on that. The other thing on that connection is they can't do a hot tap because it's a 6-inch line. They have to put in a T, which is going to take, it's going to take more time to do that.
Right. It's going to have a welder.
Yeah, correct.
We don't have one.
I know.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but they're doing it all.
Yeah, start to finish, they quoted 3 days to do it. Minimal time, you know, the habit it's going to create, closing that entrance side down. It's important that, you know, that's not closed down for an extended period of time.
Mr. Jerome, if you could wait for just a moment, please. Vice President Prefer, any questions?
No.
Okay. Mr. Jerome.
So hot tapping, that means you're not going to take the pressure off before you, what's hot tapping?
So a hot tap is, yeah, if you were to do a wet line hot tap, which
under pressure,
the problem is it's a 6-inch line and it's a fire hydrant. So the only size they could use would be a 4-inch to tap into a 6-inch, which then would give us the supply that we need for that 6-inch fire hydrant. So it has to be a T.
Any other public comment? No. I'll entertain a motion at this time.
I'll second that.
Oh, well, you'll be the first then.
Sorry.
Mr. Davis, you're the first.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Stamper. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approval? Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0.
Excellent.
John wasn't willing to meet in the middle since they moved it.
Well, It wasn't, he was told to move it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, so I don't know what happened in that.
Yes.
It's like not that far.
I'm baffled why that was moved. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I don't remember specifically, but at the time, they were trying to tie some lines together. And I think they added a hydrant right in the middle of the parking lot there. And I think that they thought that that would fulfill the requirement, because there used to not be one in the middle of the parking lot. And it was just over towards Fairway.
And how far is that one that's in the middle? That's even
oh,
further.
That's
even
further
than the one
at
the pharmacy.
The one they relocated,
yeah.
Yeah.
The pharmacy.
So I just want to understand this, because there's a main line right that runs down Village Center.
Yeah.
Why can't we tie into that?
It's actually going to cost us more money.
It would cost us more to do that than to
yeah.
do the T. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Because there's permits involved. Being that we're in the parking lot, there's no permits involved.
Okay. Interesting. Thank you.
Interesting. You're using traffic control too.
Yep.
Yeah, we would have to shut down Village Center Drive, right?
Okay. Makes sense.
All right. We've on to item number 4. This is says a closed session. We're going to move this to an open session item. I've asked the employee if that was okay with him, and he agreed. And with the employee's consent, we can make that an open session item. We had a review.
We can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't go into closed session, but we can always go into open session on items. We had a review last month. The review went favorably. And so this month, we are going to ask the board to consider an amendment to the general manager employment agreement. So we're combining 4 and 5 at this point. And we have all kinds of options. But I would propose that we do a 7% raise and make that retroactive to the time of the evaluation. And so we'll ask for comments from the board at this point and have a discussion and then have a vote. Mr. Stamper, any questions?
No comments.
Mr. Davis?
I think he's worthy of 10, but I'll set up for 7.
Okay. Vice President Prefer?
I have no questions.
No comment? Okay. Any public comments? No? Okay. Then I'll make the motion that we approve a 7% raise to the manager's salary retroactive to the evaluation date. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by the vice president. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. We have no other items on here, so director's comments. Mr. Stamper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
Excellent job on the reducing of the non-revenue water. We're down 7%. Very believable and great.
Thank you.
Vice President Prefer?
I just say thank you. I know you guys have been super busy with these leaks, and that's been a lot of work on you
yeah,
and your guys,
they've
really stepped up. So,
They deserve high kudos. They just keep on going, even though we had these leaks and, you know, calling people in on Sundays and, you know, they still come in.
I did, yeah.
And so...
And it was hot. It was hot.
But, you know, we still have other requirements. We've got, you know, daily operations and sampling and all these other things that come into play on a daily basis. And, you know, whenever a leak comes up, they got to drop everything and take care of that. So, and then working on that sewer line, that was a couple of day jobs. So it wasn't just a one dayer. Anyways, they come together and they make it happen. So I'm, you know, very pleased with them.
So. They were on it quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were Sunday, they were on it quick.
Mrs. Wheeler, you had a comment?
I think I would like to say something back on like staff. I would like to thank Bill. Like Bill came up on Sunday, helped our guys on a leak, and it's been a minute since we've had a general manager like willing to help. So it's very refreshing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, I think it's great that we have employees that live local, so that they can respond quickly. And we have a manager that lives 30 minutes away, so he can respond very quickly. So it's very nice to have people that can respond quickly when we have problems like this that spring up. Pun intended. All right, very good.
And one more second I'd like to add for you.
Go ahead.
I need to mention for you that we're going through a drama for the waste water. We have a meeting every week, almost with the state and requirement, like, to be honest, I ask them, like, is it a loan? And they ask, oh, it doesn't matter, Hasni, you have a cheap loan interest, you don't understand, so requirement is very, very aggressively, you know, like they ask environmental, they ask financial, they ask every question. And I said, it's a loan. Like, I felt like when you apply for personal loan, they give you a loan and interest and you make a payment and say, no, it doesn't work like that. So really, I really appreciate the board and all the employees, especially we're meeting every week almost. And then, like today, we met with 7 people from the state by Zoom. And they ask more stuff, and they ask more stuff, like, and they say we're going to review everything. They give us a roadmap almost a year until they start to give us funding.
With that said, I'm very glad that we're much further along than we have ever been, and we're making progress more than we've ever made. And we actually have dates that are being kept and deadlines are being met,
yeah,
and progress towards actually getting the project started. So it's not like we're just hoping for a 30% plan. We're actually getting to a point where we have a date where we might actually start a project. So that's amazing that we're there.
A bit like pushing the deck all like, oh, the state asking when, how much it could cost for that. Sewer will cost to say, oh, maybe we tell you within a week, and can we set up a meeting by Zoom? So Bill is aware of that, to be honest.
There are a lot of organizations that like meetings. They really like meetings. They like having
lots of
meetings.
I don't like it because well, it's more few.
Well, I can give you a, kind of a rundown on their rough estimates for final design. They're stating they'll have it completed in December. They want to award a bid by April. They want construction to begin by June.
That's wonderful.
They want to be in service, the plant in service by October 2028. So this is a rough estimate, but this is kind of what they're shooting for right now. It's early in the game, but...
But they've been meeting deadlines.
Absolutely.
And this organization has been meeting deadlines. We've dealt with some other people that didn't meet any deadlines whatsoever. So I'm very pleased that we're meeting deadlines and moving forward.
Thank you for the board tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys for your time. I know it's
thank
a lot
you.
Of work on both of you.
We'll
so
move
they...
on. Like, to be honest, I told them since 2004 we've been trying to prove this kind of stuff. And we try to select a good organization. The board, like, very interested to finish the project as soon as possible.
Yeah. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until our next meeting.
Make a motion.
Make a motion, good. And second, by
second.
Mr. Stamper.
Absolutely.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. We're in adjournment until our next meeting.
Thank you. This guy eats pizza.